you, Dr. Ronco, for an exposition of a remarkable and developing technology. Dr. Ronco has some issues, some time constraints, and we would like to take questions now for Dr. Ronco's talk. I think we have several minutes for discussion before our next lecture. So please come to the microphone if you have questions for Dr. Ronco.
I was very clear.
I would like to ask one question myself. What is the single patient where you think that you're going to get the most definitive outcome with the application of this technology? Is there one patient where you say you have the highest rate of success with this technique?
Well, as you know, probably when you have 100% failure, if you save one life, this is an enormous success. I think that the major progress we have made in recent years has been on the septic patient. Septic patients with multiple organ failure were dying at the rate of 95%. And these patients, when they develop acute kidney injury, they were almost inevitably dying because of several complications. I think that these patients today are treated with continuous renal replacement therapy, high volume hemofiltration, plasma filtration adsorption, and in some cases also we used adsorption to remove endotoxin in the cause of the septic syndrome, showing that you can change the nature of history of these patients. So this and all these strategies, together with the new biomarker approach that allows you to identify earlier derangements in different organs, probably will make possible to change the nature of history of these patients, because it will make possible to reapprise all the potential for prevention that in the past was dismissed as not possible in this patient. So I think the septic patient is probably the ground where we had more advances in recent years.
Okay. Where does peritoneal dialysis fit in the scheme?
Marty, we have been using peritoneal dialysis for many years for acute renal failure patients, and still peritoneal dialysis represents an important treatment strategy, especially in those countries where CRRT or other techniques are not freely available or immediately available. So I think that we should teach our fellows, at least the fact that peritoneal dialysis is one extra weapon for these patients. I don't think we can probably use safely peritoneal dialysis achieving the same results as extracorporeal therapies in a let's say well-developed advanced technology institution today. But in some realities and some countries, this may be done.
Thank you.
Okay, let's give Dr. Ronco a round of thanks.